This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the Panthers must have been watching the Heat recently. The way that just doesn't happen, man, to this Panthers team. Up 2-0 in the third period and end up losing 3-2. Bruins come back and score 3 goals. Pastrnak, as you heard there, had 2 of those goals, including the game winner. And that's it. I know. And I know everybody said the same thing. Wow. Well, because the Panthers been on a roll, had a nice long winning streak. They're going, look at that. Friggin' pulled the Heat last night. So anyway, speaking of Heat, they got the Clippers tonight. And by the way, that's just the beginning because they got Celtics coming to town on Friday. Actually got a lot of playoff teams coming up here over the next 6 games, including a couple of them on the road here. So we'll see how that goes because this thing could – it's already headed south. It could go way south here real soon if they don't get some things figured out and get some guys playing better. We got a lot of stuff going on, as always. It's been a busy week, a lot with free agency. And today, by the way, all those signings become official, which is kind of crazy because you feel like with all this stuff coming out every day and the agents giving it to all the insiders on NFL Network and ESPN that feel like they're already done. They don't need to be signed, but that's going to happen. We've got a ton of news. Couple more Miami Dolphins have been added to see. And by the way, low cost, definitely cap management on this thing in free agency. And you thought last year they got a lot of guys on the cheap, as many as possible. This year they really did, including adding a third wide receiver last night, so that happened. Nick Westbrook Akine, and 2-year, $6.5 million deal. Third wide receiver for the Titans. If you're not aware of that name, they got themselves another safety. It looks like Ashton Davis, Golden Bear, is going to be adding been a safety. If you probably recognize that name, got a lot of starts with the Jets. So they've got and again they got him on the cheap, $2.5 million. So a lot, and just looking at what they've done so far, they got a third wide receiver, and he is a third wide receiver and ended up being a starter last year after an injury, so he got to play a lot of football on a really bad team. Two safeties at $2.5 million and $1.4 million, a guard. James Daniels ends up being the highest paid guy. He's coming off an Achilles injury early in the season. And I'm guessing they've signed off that he will be ready for camp, completely ready to go for camp. Three-year, $24 million deal for him. So my point is they didn't spend a lot of money. Zach Wilson got a 1-year, $6 million deal as well. And so that's some of the signings. Also got another offensive lineman in there as well on the cheap. So if you're wondering if they're going to blow it out to save their jobs and really get this thing really, and somebody somebody out there said, no, we're not doing that. Now, everybody's trying to figure out, like, wow, Chris must be really secure with his job because he's being, you know, real careful. Listen, man, my take is it came from the top and said no. I'm guessing after the amount of money Stephen Ross spent last year on extensions and money that he said, how we doing over there, Brandon Shore? Brandon Shore runs the finances. And by the way, Brandon Shore's he got a lot of pull over there. He's a big weight guy that nobody talks about because everybody's about Chris and everything's about Mike. But he is also got to keep an eye on that cap. And when you make bad cap moves and you're looking into the future, how bad a shape are we in? Because you saw what happened with the 49ers. If you're wondering, people always go, well, what's all this mean? You can just keep getting guys. Have you seen what the 49ers have done? They loaded up last year on a team that was a Super Bowl team the year before. They loaded up on that team. Going, man, we got the right team. Let's go for it. So they did. Added a few more pieces. Extended contracts from some guys that weren't happy. A couple of holdouts and the whole thing. And said, we got to go for it. Keep everybody happy. Let's do whatever we need to do. And so they end up a bunch of injuries, and they weren't very good. Ended up not being a very good team. So in case you haven't been paying attention, they've been getting rid of everybody. They, free agents, good luck to you. Thank you for what you've done for us. Cut some guys that didn't hurt them a lot on the cap. Some good players. Cut some really good players. Had to release them because they got to free up money because they are in cap hell right now and got to pay a quarterback. If this Brock Purdy story is true and they're going Brock Purdy and they've decided he's our guy, we got to put him in the $50+ million club. So that's what happens. And now all these 49er fans are going, what are we doing? Well, why are we doing this? This was great. What we've been doing has been great. We got this guy and that guy. Now you're getting rid of and trading away our one of our best receivers. And you've just gotten rid of a lot of guys. A lot of starters are no longer on that team. So that's why the Miami Dolphins have held back here. What do you want to call it? Cap management, low cost. At least most of these guys, I believe, are all under the age of 28, 29 years old. So it's not like they're getting a bunch of guys. But they are getting some guys coming off injuries. They're getting some guys that have been injured a lot and didn't play a lot. So you're able to get them on the cheap, hoping they get here and can stay healthy. That's a lot of teams are saying that. So that's kind of the picture. And I have no idea if you're wondering. Like, Joe, all right. So potentially we got our safeties. How good are they? It's a great question. I have no idea. Not even going to try to sell you on just how good the two guys that you have right now are going to be. Afatu, I have no idea how, you know, I know one thing. Ashton Davis had more interceptions than the whole safeties combined last year since they didn't have any. He had a couple, but I, you know, again, they're all second-tier guys. Most of them are second-tier guys, basically all the guys, but James Daniels was kind of a frontline guard in this thing, but he was coming off an Achilles now. He's coming off an Achilles and only played a couple of games last year. He was really good when he was playing, graded out really well, but again, done after four games. So you went second tier. You got second tier prices. You know, if you noticed, a lot of the business yesterday was a lot cheaper than that first day when all the big guys left. And so that's the situation you're in. Listen, man, I'm going to keep saying this because and they had to go out and get some veterans and fill in. There's going to be more veterans. They're going to sign more of their own guys like they did yesterday too. Elijah Campbell's back with the team as a played a little bit of safety, but mostly special teams last year, and they like him and all those things. You got to have those. Quentin Bell, nice little story. Got a 1 year, $1.5 million. You're gonna have to sign some of those guys, fill out the roster. But if you're looking for the growth and how good this team's going to be, and you picked up another draft pick yesterday, you got 11 now. You got, if I'm break it down here, you probably, most of you know already, you got the 13th pick overall. Hell, that could change into more picks if they want to slide it a little bit. They're got a second round pick. They got a third round pick. They got 2 fours, 2 fives, and 4 7th round picks. So they got a lot of draft picks. And listen, this general manager has been called out to a max by everybody. Everybody. And by the way, even people that really like him are saying behind his back, he got to pick this one up now. Like, enough. All these numbers, and we can talk about the good, and he's done some good, and he's done some bad. All I know, he's the guy in charge of a team that hadn't been to the playoffs for a long, long time, and at times has looked really bad. So he's really going to – he's got – and I have no problem with people taking shots at – I don't. No more. It's – you got to hit on some of these draft picks. And you got to fill out this roster is going to have a lot of those 11 picks. I know it won't be all 11 guys. You know, we see every year a couple guys end up on the practice squad. Somebody usually goes on the IR. You have one of those or so. And, you know, a couple guys just won't work out. A couple guys you're going to go, hey, he just doesn't look like he can play. You might have one of those seventh round picks or two of them might get cut. Might not even make your practice squad, although they usually do. But a lot of those guys not only have to be on the 53-man roster, Chris, those guys need to be playing. Look at the upside is you drafting guys you really like that fit into your system that have big upside to play. Yeah, and I'm not just talking about a first and second round pick. I'm not just talking about Don McNeil and Dwight Stevenson, but I am. I'm not just talking about A.J. Dewey and Bob Baumhauer, but I am. That you got to hit on those first couple picks. You know how this thing works in the draft. The higher you pick, you get to pick from this big group of 300 to 400 guys that are have a chance to be drafted, and you get your pick. The higher you pick, you know, the thought is higher the quality of the player. If you do your homework and you do it right, and we need some of those guys to come in and play. Not just one or two. A lot of those guys need to be able to play. We're watching your work, man. We are watching your work, and I know that part of the job doesn't start till draft night, and I know you're doing all your homework and all that stuff, but we got to have and I've said this before, and we've had some small draft classes, and we didn't get much out of them. And a couple guys we did draft at the highest picks haven't worked out. Chris, you know that. You know it hadn't worked out. And now you get the full class. Every round you've got somebody plus a couple in the 4, a couple in the 5, and a whole bunch in the 7. Got to hit on it, man. Got to have some hits. And by the way, if we're talking baseball terms, since baseball is going to start up, we don't need singles. Matter of fact, we need more than doubles on some guys. We need a guy who can jog around the bases for a home run, and we need some triples. We need to have one of those classes, man.
We got 4s, 5s, and 6s.
Right.
What we need are 3s, 2s, and 1s.
Man.
And I got to find out, we have to find out who those 3s, 2s, and 1s are if we have any of those guys.
No. There's been too much we. You. No. Not just Jeff Ireland. We don't need we. We need you. Because your name's going to be on everything from now on. Nobody's going to talk about your staff. Nobody's going to talk about, well, Mike got his way, and Mike wanted this guy, and I'm just going with what he wanted, and Adam wanted, and Brian wanted. No. Hell no. You're the GM. You're the GM. You got final say. They're going to be talking about what your head coach got. They're going to be talking about what the GM drafted. That's the way this works. Anyway, man, we got all kinds of stuff here this morning to get to. We got Aaron Rodgers, we just can't get rid of him, Woody. Woody, somehow, in the middle of this free agency, and now Aaron Rodgers holding everybody up. It's incredible. They had an argument and a debate last night. Aaron Rodgers is holding up the Giants and the Steelers. He doesn't know where he wants to go, and he's evaluating everything. Only Aaron Rodgers. Everybody else trying to get a friggin' job, and Aaron Rodgers, he just, there's a large ego in there. There's got to be, right? He just wants to stay relevant, man. Even if his play's not as good, once again, the shortage of quarterbacks, and here he is. Everybody's waiting to see what Aaron's. Poor Russell Wilson's got to wait to see what Aaron Rodgers is doing. I mean, man, you got to love it. I knew in this thing, boy, I did the math on first thing I did, and we got to go to break here. First thing I did, man, season's over. I look at all the teams that desperately need a quarterback. And then you look at the two first round picks. And then you look at potential guys that have played a lot that were the Darnolds, Sam Darnolds, and Aaron Rodgers. And you realize you're still a few quarterbacks short. And what are you going to do? And Aaron Rodgers, right in the middle of it, instead of just knowing what he wanted to do right away, except he told everybody he wants to play, but he hasn't made up his mind. Giants, Steelers. Giants, Steelers. And could somebody else jump in there, maybe? And he decides. And he wants a certain amount of money. Now that report, oh, no, I'm not coming on the cheap. Oh, no, I want to be paid like the big guys. Aaron Rodgers, man, God bless that guy. People are, he's done, he's toast, nobody wants him, he's a bad guy, he's all about himself. He's a walking distraction. Oh, yes, a lot of teams, including Pittsburgh, wants him. All right, right now, somebody else I wanted to tell you about, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Love talking about them first thing in the morning, in the afternoon. There's never a bad time. As soon as I jump in that Tahoe every day, it's a great time, man, because they're comfortable, fun. It is if you need space, I'll just start with the SUV family, whether it's midsize or a Suburban or a Tahoe. If you need space for you and your family and you just like something that's nice and big and comfortable, boy, I'll tell you what, that's what South Florida Chevy Dealers SUV family is all about. Whether I'm talking about the big guys or the midsize, like in the all-new Equinox to the 2025 Traverse, boy, 2025 Traverse got a great look to it. Spacious, comfortable seating for everybody, plus plenty of room for everyone's cargo, and that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine with that great look. Man, it's got everything you need for a midsize SUV. I'm debating going back and getting rid of the Tahoe, turning it in, and getting myself a Traverse, just a little bit smaller, and go into retirement that way over the next couple years. Check out the legendary trucks like the Silverado, man. They make a truck that's perfect for you. Hey, you got a hard-working job, huh? You beat your truck up pretty good? Well, you need something durable like a Silverado truck with a choice of four strong options when it comes to commanding power, big engines you can trust every day, hardest-working bed in the business. Boy, I'll tell you what, it can conquer all your toughest jobs, never a problem when you talk about a Silverado truck. See your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Outstanding offers going on right now.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference,
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Heat, Clippers tonight. Clippers hanging in there, man, for one of those playoff spots right now. And, of course, Friday night, the Celtics come to town. And then they'll hit the road and got a little tough stretch coming up here. But right now, the way they're playing, everybody's a tough stretch. So we'll see what can change, including playing better late in a game. And losing these leads, I mean, massive leads that they've lost here recently.
It was funny. I was listening coming in this morning. A guy overnight was talking about the NBA playoffs and how you have playoff teams. I know they're technically playing teams, but you still have teams that are playing the postseason, like the Bulls that are 11 games under 500.
Jeez. I actually.
Is that good for this? Like, I mean, do you want bad teams in your postseason? I don't know.
No, but. I got no problem.
To be
problem.
Honest, sadly, the Heat are kind of in that conversation now, too.
Listen, they've added some more teams, keep some more cities interested, right, a little bit longer. But, yeah, I'm guessing your fan base is going, we're 10 games below 500, and we got a play-in game here tonight. Oh, boy. I mean, you're kind of watching to see if, like, I always go, can we get hot here at the end of the game? Look what the Heat did. They lost their first playoff game that couple years ago. And then next thing you know, they win the play-in and they go to the finals. Now, I'm not saying that's normal, go to play Denver and lose, but
well, at least in the West,
can happen.
The West, the last team is 500, which are the Mavericks, which the Mavs, I assume, will continue to...
Yeah, they're in trouble.
...to fade. Maybe Phoenix will catch them or something. But the Heat are locked in because the team that's outside the play-in are the Sixers. They're 20 games under 500.
Yeah, no, they're... Oof. They're waiting. No, you're going to get the play-in game.
I mean, he would damn near have to lose out at this point.
Hey, Woody, the question is, do you want a play-in game on the road, or do you want it at home?
Great question.
That's kind of, hey,
play
nobody.
The Magic, right? I mean, the Magic's kind of
It used to be, I remember Spo said, hey, man, we got to take the regular season more serious, and we got to stay out of the play-in. We got to get one of those top six spots. And now it's just like, hey, man, let's just get in and hopefully we're healthy and, you know, we're playing our best. And some of you guys start playing better than you have because we've got some guys that are struggling. And what has happened now is supposed taking minutes away from guys, man. You know, I mean, this thing Spo said the other day, and I appreciate it. Oh, you know, it's on me tonight. I played Tyler and Bam too many minutes. They were exhausted. They've been playing a lot of basketball here recently, and I went, hey, man, you look down at that bench. You saw they were gassed. You got a guy behind you going, hey, our two big studs have played a lot of minutes tonight, coach. And he looked at the rest of them on that bench, and he went, call a timeout. They're going to keep playing, like not taking them out. Our best chance to win is with those guys over what I have here on the bench right now. Anyway, we've got a lot of news. How about this? The Joey Bosa story. It's supposed to be between the Dolphins and the 49ers. Did he want to stay home? with the family, live in his own house, or did he want to go out and live and hang with his brother Nick? And you know, people have been talking about how cool that they had talked about it before, how cool it'd be. They're both playing for California teams, one in Southern California, the other one up north. And Joey said, there's one thing. You know, they always say blood's thicker than water. Money's thicker than anything, Green. And Joey Boza got one. By the way, God bless Joey. 1 year, $12.6 million to go to the Buffalo Bills. First of all, it's the best team of the three. Second of all, they paid him a lot of money to go up there. And pretty much the Bills have tried to keep their own team. They've tried to keep a majority of their own guys. You're going to see a lot of the same faces, probably as many as any other team, coming back. And they've added Joey Boza. And the question is, can he stay healthy? Very fair. He missed 23 games the last 3 years. Can Joey Boza, it's been a while, because when he was young and healthy, he was as good as anybody. So, well, he's 29. I think he's going to be 30 here pretty soon. 1 year, $12.6 million. A lot more than I thought. But you get, hey, that's part of free agency, man. You get two or three teams interested. Everybody's looking for somebody to put pressure on the quarterback. That's an important position. I don't know where you rank that behind quarterback. That might be the next position. You're looking for a guy going, if Joey Boza, if we don't play him too much, let him play 20, 30 snaps as a pass rusher, can he stay healthy? And so we'll see what happens. The other story coming out is, of course, Daniel Jones, no surprise there, took a 1 year, $14 million deal. And they have just said, Anthony Richardson, by the way, here's a guy that was a high first-round pick out of Florida, and he's been in the league a couple years, and didn't go great. Didn't go great either year. First of all, he got injured running. He runs a lot because he's a big, strong guy, and he's a really good runner, but he gets injured a lot. They just said, Daniel Jones, you got a chance to be the starter. That job is wide open between you and Anthony Richardson. Never good when you draft a guy in the first round, and what is this, year three for him, Woody? Does that sound right, year three? And they're going, hey, Anthony, your job's now officially open with Daniel Jones, who, by the way, has had his own problems, whether it was his problem or the Giants, but they gave up on him real quickly last year, too. So Colt's going to go with one of those two guys, and then the other one that is just hilarious to me that I talked about before we went to break, Aaron Rodgers, man. And so they're all yelling and screaming at each other on ESPN last night. Going, why's he got to hurry? Schefter's going, why's he got to hurry, man? And they're going, because everybody wants to know what he's doing. And Russell Wilson, how do you think Russell Wilson feels? Like, hey, Russell, you got a good chance to be a starter, but you got to wait to see what Aaron's going to do, because both of us want a chance, and we think Aaron Rodgers is better than you are and can help us win. So, once again, Aaron Rodgers made trip. He's looked at all the teams, and because he has said he wants to go someplace where he's got a chance to win. Well, I don't know about you, but if it's really about chance to win, are the Giants really, really a team you're looking at? Aren't you just going to Pittsburgh? So it just tells me there's one other thing. Because Aaron Rodgers wants to make sure he gets paid starting money and probably wants an extra year on there too. So all what makes this NFL stuff just wild. First couple of days, and of course today everything becomes official. And we're going to have Omar coming up, and we'll talk to Omar here in the 8 o'clock hour, at 8 o'clock actually, and we'll talk to him about all the moves, low cost, mostly tier two players in free agency, off injury, off production. Mostly young guys, though, not guys necessarily at the end of their careers, or guys just trying to, you know, establish themselves, get to play more, hopefully stay healthy. But they have, like everybody, has signed a few guys that were hit with the injury bug and hoping they can stay healthy this year. So two safeties, and again, everything, folks, was on the cheap. James Daniels ends up being the highest free agent, got a 3-year, $24 million contract, who, when healthy, is really good, but he's coming off that Achilles. Coming off the Achilles. It happened early in the year, so he's had more time here in the offseason to get himself back to 100% before camp starts. But that's the big one. That's the big catch so far. Zach Wilson's a one-year, $6 million deal. A lot of people very critical of that and wondering why other guys weren't taken. And I'm just going to tell you this. That was a Mike move. Mike really likes Zach Wilson. He liked him coming out of college. He thinks and looks at him like he did Tua and thinks that he and his coaching staff can get him ready to go and give him a chance to show that he is closer to being the second overall pick than what he's been so far. And I think when Mike talks, when free agency's over, I think that's what he's going to say. Like what he's done, he's got a ton of physical talent, and we got to build him back up, just like we did too. Now, I don't know if they're going to come out and say all that stuff. We got to get his confidence back. We got to get him believing. He's got to trust the system. He's got a good system that we think is quarterback-friendly with a lot of weapons, and here we go. So that's what they're going to say. If you're wondering why another guy hasn't been taken and why they didn't go with one of the older guys or established guys and the Mariota relationship with Tua, same high school in Hawaii and all that stuff, because I thought that was going to be the guy too. I thought that was going to be the quarterback. And somebody said, we got our guy. Hopefully they're not going to come out and tell us for a second straight year we had a whole bunch of quarterbacks who wanted to come here, but we didn't have the money. Hopefully they never say that again. There are certain things when you've been around a long time you just don't say. Even if they're true, it's like nobody needs to know that, because sometimes that comes back to haunt you and make you look like you don't know what you're doing. Seriously, there are just certain things you have to say, and sometimes you just have to say, hey, we are wrong, we got to be better. And we're not very good at doing that. We're not very good as an organization of saying that. Well, they work hard, so I don't want to hear about it. I'll go to bat. No, calm down. You don't have to get all fired up here. Everybody tries hard. Nobody's questioning that. Everybody wants to be good. I don't happen to think that half the guys on the team don't care. Every guy cares. Every guy's got an ego, wants to be good. And even if the team's not good, they want to play well. They want people to be talking about, hey, we didn't play great this year, but my ass had a good year. See how I graded out. So all those things. And again, I'm going to say it every day. I'm going to make it a point on every day when I come in here to say the draft matters and we need to be good at the draft, or this will be Chris Greer's last draft. I really believe. I know Woody doesn't believe that.
Well, you were right about this year, about him staying. So
yeah.
You know what's going on. Maybe.
Well, the body language. I just catch him body language at the games. And body language sometimes, kind of like you look at a relationship. It's funny. I know I go back to relationships a lot, Woody. You rolled your eyes at me. People can tell with me, like, uh-oh, Mrs. Rhodes not real happy. He's trying to be all, put his arm around her, and she's not having it right now. Things aren't good. Good read. He's got his arm around her. Oh, she's rubbing up on him, hugging him. I think she just gave him a kiss. Things are good. All right. Hey, I'll tell you what, Tube's got things going well right now. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, man, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys, implantation, the same partners that I always say this, handle your case from start to finish. Come in, shake your hand when you come in and go, I've heard a lot of good things about you from Joe Rose. I've read a lot of good things on the reviews of ConanandJudah.com to see what people are saying about you, saying you care, say you work your butts off, say you don't hand it off to other attorneys, you handle everything. Yep, that's the case. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back and make you a priority every day. Yeah. I talked to Harvey about the Dolphins for 20 minutes last night. So when he's not being an ass-kicking attorney, that guy's talking about his Miami Dolphins, who he lives and dies with. And I will just tell you this, man. If you're not happy where you are right now and you feel like you're not a priority, you've been injured, and you're not happy, come on over to Harvey and Gary. They'd love to see you. They'd love to take a look at your case and get rolling for you. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Or go to CohenandJudah.com. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. And welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there, man. Hope everybody had a nice day yesterday. Nice and cool out. Can we box that, Woody, for a couple of days, man? That was nice stuff yesterday, and hopefully more of the same today as continue and try to get my tennis career back on track here a little bit, which is not very good right now. Not that any of you care. Hey, so we got all kinds of stuff going on here. Panthers, what happened last night just doesn't happen, man. When they're up 2-0 in the third period, you're going ball game. With that defense, ball game. And, boy, the Bruins come back. Their best player has a couple of goals last night, and they come back and win a 3-2 in that third period. On to Toronto, who's just a couple of points behind them. Even after all that winning, Toronto's still hanging around there. So they'll play at Toronto tomorrow and then see what happens. I know some of you having fun with it. I figured Woody and I were laughing, going, yeah, I know what people are going to say. Panthers been watching the Heat play. I know, blowing those leads, and I get it, everybody. And so while we have all that stuff going on here, we had more signings by the Miami Dolphins. And by the way, really, really good player. This Nick Westbrook, Akine, is a really good player. 32 catches, 497 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's 6'2", a little bigger target, only 27. And he's been on the Titans, which is not exactly had a couple of great years, except unless they play the Dolphins. They seem to play better. But so anyway, we haven't gotten much out of the third wide receiver, to be honest. It just hasn't been a real productive position. Jonnu Smith last year came on, especially in the second half, ended up having a Pro Bowl season with the things he was able to do, and kind of took the role of the tight end and the third wide receiver. He was kind of the go-to guy and moved the chain a lot and bounces off guys and was a really good, by the way, really good pick by good free agent pick the year before by Chris Greer, who did well with the Falcons between Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith, by the way, did really well and actually hit the jackpot on that one. But this thing has been real heavy in production at the running back position with the two guys. One of them's now gone, Raheem Mostert's gone. But Achan obviously has been a big part of the production. If he wasn't the MVP, he was real close to it on this team last year with Zach Sealer, who did win the award. And then they went out and got some safeties that have some experience, and they got them on the cheap, you know. Not that necessarily means you go by how much money everybody got paid, because I didn't think Javon Holland was very productive last year, and he got paid $45 million, including $30 million. But one thing's for sure, the Miami Dolphins were on a tight budget for free agency. You know, we kind of were like, what are they going to do? And I was even talking to Kyle. Kyle thought they're going to spend more money too, and they can free up more. And they said, no, we're not freeing up any more money where we got to pay down the road. We're just not going to do that. So low cost and being real responsible to cap management. And still got younger guys. They didn't do that old guy thing that made us one of the oldest teams in football like they did last year. And so they got a guard who's going to start if he's ready to go, and James Daniels, and they have two safeties, and they could both start. They could both start. Now, I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. If I would think that if a safety's taken in with the first pick or second pick, that he's going to start. But they have two veteran guys that are going to have a chance to come in. Have started last year, will have a chance to both. And if you were to bet right now, that you'd say, short of somebody getting drafted really high at the safety position, those two are going to start, that they just got in free agency. And so that's where they are. But this thing is got a couple different parts to it, folks. If you're wondering what's going on, how do you feel about it, Joe? I mean, it's okay. I mean, they're fine. I mean, some of them had injuries. One of the safeties was injured a lot of the season, only played in a couple of games. Your guard only played, your number one free agent only played in four games and had an Achilles injury. And they're counting on him coming back looking because he was one of the highest graded guys before the injury, that he can come back and be 100% and play at a high level. But a lot of this work has to be done through the draft. And I know the jump from college to pro, it's not an easy jump for some guys. But you got to find that. The other one that's really interesting is, I keep hearing this, when are we going to know about Teron and Calais, who are really important to Mike McDaniel? Really important. Because of the way Mike has structured this team, culture-wise, and freedom of players to be teammates with the coach, guys like Teron and Calais are really important. Really important. There's only a few guys on that team that I noticed last year, and this is not secondhand. This is what my eyeballs tell me. This is before the game, the guys that are rallying the troops, the guys that are putting their arms around young guys, the guys that can tell guys stuff, and they'll listen. There were two guys on that team last year. Nothing again. They had some really good players, but a lot of good players don't want that role. A lot of good players don't want to have to worry about somebody else's problems. They just don't, or a guy screaming and yelling at a coach. They're worried about their own jobs. That's most guys. But Teron and Calais have great resumes that are really well respected in the league and on this team. It's nothing against all the other guys. Don't get me. There's some guys that I really like. And everything else, but for Mike, to kind of have Mike's back, to do things right, that you can have easy practices and not worry about guys not being ready or taking advantage of it, Teron and Calais got some old school in them. So he's kind of waiting. I know a lot of you are going, oh, my God, a 39-year-old guy, Joe, and a guy that's got constant knee problems. He's still just because he loves the game and he's beat up for a 33. I know what you're saying. But I thought about this and I was like, you know, the two guys that Tyreek will listen to, guys that sometimes get a little bit off the road will listen to, guys that throw temper tantrums that can be controlled. And those two guys are guys that have been around and been played with a lot of great players that can handle it. And still, you still got to be able to play. I mean, you just can't be on the team and be a horrible player. And they were both really good players. Really good players. Top tier players on that team last year for what they played. So that's kind of important. Anyway. And then the draft itself is obviously going to be really important. That's going to be the big one. They're going to add more guys. I don't know what's coming. They got probably some money to give out some more of the same kind of contracts they've given out in the first 2 days. If there's somebody else they really like for special teams or a backup or a combo that can play a little bit in your system that your coordinators like. But it's going to be on the cheap. The cheap of like what we've seen so far in the first 2 days. We got to go to break, man. We've got more stuff to get to. Omar Kelly going to join us at 8 o'clock, and he was on a roll about an article, if you saw it a couple days ago, on Chris Greer. And no more blaming everybody. No more blaming everybody. We got to get rolling here. You've been part of this for a long time. We got to get going, Chris. Just time. However you say it, smile, great guy. Everybody likes you. We got to get this done, man. This is a business. This is a cold-ass business for everybody. Everybody, it's a cold business. You got to get a role as the leader and the general manager. I want to tell you about the main man. He's got it rolling, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts, man. If you own a business and you're looking to sell, nobody better to hire than the main man. He'll do it all for you. By the way, he's a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business and set it up, get people interested, like the main man who's got a book full of people looking to buy companies just like yours anyway. So if you think you're ready, You're not sure, but you think you're getting close. The main man says, hey, Joe, ask him, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of the employees that you have? Are you just tired of being tired when you come home at night and your wife goes, you're miserable again. You got to get rid of this, honey. Well, let the main man, Anthony Caliendo, take care of it for you. Doesn't matter what size, doesn't matter how specialized it is. There's a buyer out there for every business. 1-800, the main man can help you out. The main man will help you. He'll sit down. Most people have no idea what their business is worth, and he'll do that. It's free to sit down with you, try to figure out exactly what it's worth. We call it a $2,500 value. So call the main man, 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246, and ask for Anthony Caliendo. And get working with the main man. You'll enjoy being around the man. That guy is super positive, and he is a go-getter. Visit him on the web at themainman.com. That's Anthony Caliendo.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.